Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Should you go with a traditional publisher? It's a question I get asked all the time. Be careful who you listen to. Lots of times people will give you advice and they've never been traditionally published. I'm going to give you three reasons why you may want to seriously reconsider the holy grail of traditional publishing. I've been six-time traditionally published, and in this short video, I'm going to give you three reasons why I think you may want to slow down and reconsider. In fact, my last four books, I decided not to go with a traditional publisher for a reason. Let's talk about the first letter. And by the way, if you need more help, carrieoberbrunner.com/book, carrieoberbrunner.com/book, 2 hours of free content where I take basically my 15-year career and share with you the tips, tricks, tools of the latest, greatest in the publishing world. So let's talk about the first drawback of traditional publishing. The first letter, ready? It's letter C, control. You lose control. Literally, when I sign contracts, and by the way, I like traditional publishers. Some of them are my friends. These people are not the enemy, by the way. But the first thing you lose is control. You might as well face it. I lost control of my book titles, my book covers, some of the content in the book itself. It was unbelievable. And you might say, that's nuts. What are you talking about? You're the one who wrote the book. Yes, literally some of my books, I was not even able to choose the cover or the title. They tell you they're going to talk to you about it, and many times they do, but they say, this is what our team decided. Now, I'll leave that up to you. Let's go on to the next one. Letter O, ownership, right? Ready? Orders. Here's what I mean by that. When you go to order your own book as the author, guess what? They give you a 50% off author discount. Yay, right? It sounds amazing. Hey, my book's 15. I'm going to get it for $7.50. But here's the reality. It costs them about $2.50 to print, sometimes even less. So for every book you buy as the author, you might say, why do I want to buy my own books? You want to speak, you want to coach, you want to write, friends, family, you name it. You're going to actually end up selling thousands of books yourself. You should, if you're going to be an author, and it's fun. And some of you have more Facebook friends than that already. But here's the point. You go to order your own book with your author discount, they're making $5 every book that you buy. So if you buy 1,000 copies, that's $5,000 you've handed them. Isn't that crazy? Most people don't realize that. So you basically pay back the advance that they gave you, because the average advance is between $500 to $5,000 for a first-time author. Let's talk about the last letter. Sorry it's windy, but hey, I gotta share this with you. The last letter is P, profits. You might say, oh, this is great. I'm gonna make so much money. I did all the work. You make 10 to 14% of net. Let me say that again, 10 to 14% of net after you pay back the full advance, and your own copies don't count as part of that advance. Isn't that nuts? So here you are, you write your own book, you lose control, you have to pay excessive money to buy your own book, and you give about 85% of the profit away. Unbelievable. Again, it spells COP, C-O-P, which means slow down. Slow down before you think traditional publishing is the holy grail. I didn't know this when I first started. It took me several years in the industry to figure this out. There's a new way of publishing. It's not self-publishing. It's not traditional publishing. It's a new way, and I share it all for free on this masterclass. There's no click to buy anything at the end. If you really dig it, there's an application at the end. But go to carrieoberbrunner.com/book, B-O-O-K. Check it out today.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.